Monica, Saint Monica, here I am, here I am, checking in with you. Good morning, God. Surely it is a good morning because you are here, because our God is here. Today's passage, Isaiah, talks about the anointing of the Holy Spirit to bind the brokenness. This message echoed and realized through Jesus Christ in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4. And in Gospel of Luke, talks about Jesus coming in and realization of the Jesus ministry in a presence and purpose. Through the reading of the Advent family, we heard that shepherds were invited to the Holy Family to celebrate the first birthday of Jesus Christ. Holiday season, some people are a little confused about holiday season and holy season. Holiday season literally means holy season. Because of the coming of Lord Jesus Christ, we Christian community can say holiday season. But some people say that we must say the Christmas, not a holiday. But we can say both. No matter what, the meaning is same, the birth of Jesus Christ we are celebrating. When Song and I moved to the Chicagoland in January 1st, Song and I are the family members in one family. We had no one. But through the journey to get to know you and get to know the community, I got adopted by so many families. So I have so many families in here in this town. Thank you so much for being my family, and thank you so much for letting Song and me to be your family too. Since this Christmas is my Song and our first Christmas together in this community, and also after I got married, and I never been spending time with Song on Christmas Day, so we do not have a Christmas tradition yet. But this is the first year, so we decided to build our family Christmas tradition as much as we can. First trying is open up the house for everyone to come to our place this Sunday, today afternoon, 3 to 9 o'clock, and there will be a ball game, Bears against the Broncos. I know that Song and I might be the only Broncos fan, but it's okay. We can have a little different opinion, but we can still celebrate. And so I would like to invite all of you to come to our place starting 3 o'clock. I think the ball game starts at around 3:30 and 4 o'clock-ish. So come earlier if you can. And Song went home right now and preparing the table for us. I do believe that bunch of the edible food will be on the table for us when we go there. And just for in case, we had a plan A, B, C. So no matter what, we're going to have awesome food this afternoon and celebrate this holy season together and cheering our team and having a fellowship. If you are not a football fan or not interested in, just come and buy, and then we can just have a fellowship and just have goodies together and catch up with each other. And then I would like to get to know you also in personal level. And having a worship together is important. However, just having worship together really limited my interaction with you, and I'm meeting a whole bunch of people at once in a short period of time. It is really hard for me to get to know you. I'm trying my best to involve in your life also, but I would like to invite you to involve in my personal life for this time also. And if you have no special plan this afternoon, please come by and show up and just enjoy the fellowship. That is my family, a traditional Song and I are trying to build in here. How about you? What kind of family tradition do you have? This year, I would like to challenge you to open up little room for the strangers to join you to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ with you. Like a holy family, as we heard from the reading from the Advent family read, there was in the first Holy Family, God invited stranger, the marginalized people, shepherd, to this Holy Family. And it is the Holy Family opening up their family and to invite and allow these strangers to be part of this celebration. This holy season, I would like to encourage you and challenge you to open up little room around your family tradition to invite someone who have not been part of your family celebration for this season. That is the act of anointing powers we are having in this Christian community through the reading of the Isaiah in this morning. So let us do so as a followers of Jesus Christ. Please stand if you are able, and then let us hear the scripture and then sing the closing hymn.